Over the weekend, there was a star-studded event, and it was all to provide money and get money for young women around the world, especially from the Haiti region, for young women who need money to go through education. We're trying to get women through education. Dubai Cares were involved in this, and it was amazing to be part of. And it was amazing to hear Dubai Cares talk about the cycle of young women. The mother of the house.
Yes.
I was listening to this speech.
Yeah, this was so incredible to hear.
If the mother is not educated, most likely, 9 times out of 10, the children won't get education.
Yeah, they say it all has to do with the mother's education, which is why the cycle needs to be broken. And start early.
So if you break it at a young age, at the age of a young woman's life, when she gets older and she becomes a mother, she will then do everything she can to get her children educated. And that cycle will hopefully finish in poorer areas around the world.
Exactly, yeah.
And this is what it was all about. Our very good friend Caroline Stanbury organized this event. Artists for Peace and Justice were down there. That was the organization, teaming up with Dubai Cares. It was at the beautiful Grand Millennium Hotel in Business Bay. And when I say the stars came out, Ben Stiller, Susan Sarandon, Madeleine Stowe, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, was there. Natalie Imbruglia performed.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was the wealth of Dubai. A lot of the rich were there. Now, the reason why, these tickets were like 8,500 dirhams each.
And of course, it was an evening where we were trying to raise money for APJ to get everything done. And in about, I would say, 90 minutes, you ended up raising, what was the final number? About $500,000, I think
it was. $500,000. Yeah, half.
Can you believe
that? $500,000.
That's crazy.
Not dirham dollars. Mm. Every bit of money that was raised, including that 8,500 dirham ticket, went straight to charity. None of it was kept. The hotel gave everything. Everyone gave everything for free.
Anything,
everyone did it for free. Ben Stiller flew out for free. Yeah. I mean, literally. It was unbelievable to be part of. I was able to host the event. Very nerve-wracking, can I say? Because I'm on stage.
So now picture this. Now, Chris, you did an incredible job because it's not easy being up in that room. There are a lot of people looking at you. It was an, I would say, a somewhat intimate affair.
Yeah, it was only like 200 people.
Yeah, like you're sitting and in your direct vision, literally below you are Ben Stiller, Susan Sarandon. Yeah. Everyone is in front of you. But I think you did an incredible job hosting
that
evening.
It's not easy. It was lit up so I could see them. Usually sometimes when you're on stage, the room's dark.
Dim.
All right. Rossi's on his phone. Are you okay? What's wrong?
I'm just looking at the video that you guys did. It's amazing. Okay.
I was looking down and all I could see was Ben Stiller. And all I'm thinking of is Zoolander. All I'm thinking of is Meet the Parents. I'm thinking of like just all the big
movies. You made him laugh though.
Yeah, I made him laugh.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
I made him laugh. I made him laugh twice.
Wow.
Which is so cool.
And it was just intimidating. As I'm talking, I'm thinking to myself, there's Ben Stiller. But then I'm like, there's the Duchess Sarah Ferguson, who was amazing as well.
Mm. You know, they all served dinner, right?
Yeah, these celebrities got up and served dinner for, and they gave away prizes. They gave away like gifts. We were auctioning off gifts.
Yes, yeah.
So at one stage, we auctioned off. It was a trip to LA to go to the Golden Globes after party.
What?
And the after party was of Sean Penn.
Yes, yeah, so you hang out with Sean Penn.
That's amazing.
It started off at $10,000 US, and we've got the auctioneer and myself up there going, can I get $10,000? Can I get $10,000 for this? Someone puts their hand up, it goes up to $14,000, $15,000, $16,000. Ben Stiller goes, hey, Chris, I walk down with the microphone. I'm now on my knees between Ben Stiller and Susan Sarandon.
Crazy.
Ben Stiller's going, I know Sean Penn, and I'm going to be at that party. I'm going to be at Sean Penn's Golden Globe party. So what I'm going to do is I'll make sure that I actually introduce you to Sean Penn, and I'll bring you over.
What is going on?
This is in the room.
Like, and he's like, I'll make sure we do something special as long as the money keeps going up.
So
and
then,
like, what?
18,000, 19,000, 20,000, 21, 22, 20. It went up to like 32,000 US dollars.
That's what it went for.
Wow.
Which was amazing.
All for the charity, and it 100% goes to the charity, which is amazing.
Honestly, it was so beautiful to witness all these people giving their money. Mm. And at the end of the day, these guys obviously have a lot of money, but it's still money. At the end of the day, there was a beautiful couple, Sharuf, the Sharuf family. And he donated, I know for a fact, he spent $70,000 that night.
$70,000. Oh my gosh.
Which was.
How much money was in that room?
There was a lot. And what we were happy about, that 100% of it was going to get education for young women around the world.
So important.
Well done to Dubai Cares. Well done to Dubai Cares, honestly.
It was at APJ as well.
Artists for Peace and Justice.
Right.
We caught up with Ben Stiller. Hear the interview next.